This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The ministry has mandated that the refund process for all cancelled or disrupted flights should be fully completed by 8 p.m. tomorrow. Airlines have also been instructed not to levy any rescheduling charges for passengers whose travel plans were affected by cancellations. The ministry has clarified that any delay or non-compliance in refund processing will invite immediate regulatory action. To ensure seamless grievance redressal, IndiGo has been instructed to set up dedicated passenger support and refund facilitation cells. These units will proactively contact affected passengers to ensure that refunds and alternative travel arrangements are processed without the need for multiple follow-ups. The automatic refund system will remain active until operations stability is restored. The ministry has further directed IndiGo to ensure that all baggage separated from passengers due to cancellations or delays is traced and delivered to the passenger's residential or chosen address within the next 48 hours. Airlines have been told to maintain clear communication with passengers regarding tracking and delivery timelines and provide compensation wherever applicable under the existing passenger rights norms. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the centre is working to simplify the tax system, noting that income tax should no longer be seen as a tiresome exercise. Addressing the leadership summit of a private media organisation in New Delhi today, the minister highlighted that the income tax slabs need to be made more transparent, simplified and compliant for the upliftment of the citizens. The minister also said a complete overhaul of the customs framework will be the next big assignment. She added that the government has steadily brought down custom duties in the last 2 years and is making ways to simplify customs, making them more transparent.
We've really worked on that and made sure that the income tax is no longer going to be seen as a tiresome exercise, simplify it, and also where it is possible to completely be faceless in letter and spirit, we have moved forward in that direction. Now the same virtues will have to be brought to customs.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced that the government is aiming to boost the income of cattle rearers by 20% over the next 5 years by implementing a circular economy model in the dairy sector. The minister made the announcement while addressing a public meet in Sanader, Gujarat, after inaugurating a bio-CNG and fertilizer plant of Banas Dairy and performing the groundbreaking ceremony for a state-of-the-art 150 TPD milk powder and baby food plant of Banas Dairy. Highlighting the successful implementation of the circular economy by Banas Dairy, Mr. Shah reiterated that the government is working to replicate this model across all dairies in India. The nation is paying homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary today. Across the country, several programs are being organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building. The commemoration honors the memory of Dr. Ambedkar, who was a visionary social reformer, jurist and politician. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other dignitaries paid floral tribute to the architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his Mahaparinirvan Divas at Parliament Complex in New Delhi today. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has reiterated the constitutional values of equality, social harmony and opportunities for all in a tribute to Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar's legacy on Mahaparinirvan Divas today. India, Japan, Australia and the United States unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and expressed their condolences for the Red Fort terror incident. The two-day Third Quad Counterterrorism Working Group meeting was held in New Delhi on the 4th and 5th of this month. In cricket, South Africa were 263 for 9 in 46.4 overs against India in the third and final ODI in Vishakhapatnam. And with that, we end this news bulletin.